February 3, for the fearful, faint, and feeble. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Psalm 37:3. Trust in the Lord. Each day has its burdens, its cares, and perplexities. And when we meet, how ready we are to talk of our difficulties and trials. So many borrowed troubles intrude, so many fears are indulged, such a weight of anxiety is expressed, that one might almost suppose that we had no pitying, loving Savior, ready to hear all our requests, and to be to us a present help in every time of need. Some are always fearing and borrowing trouble. Every day they are surrounded by the tokens of God's love. Every day they are enjoying the bounties of His providence, but they overlook these present blessings. Their minds are continually dwelling upon something disagreeable which they fear may come, or some difficulty may really exist, which, though small, blinds their eyes to the many things which demand gratitude. The difficulties which they encounter, instead of driving them to God, the only source of help, separate them from Him because they awaken unrest and repining. Brethren and sisters, do we well to be thus unbelieving? Why should we be ungrateful and distrustful? Jesus is our friend. All heaven is interested in our welfare, and our anxiety and fear grieve the Holy Spirit of God. We should not indulge in a solicitude which only frets and wears us, but does not help us to bear trials. No place should be given to that distrust of God which leads us to make a preparation against future want, the chief pursuit of life, as though our happiness consisted in these earthly things, and we could gain them while ignoring the fact that God controls all things. You may be perplexed in business, your prospects may grow darker and darker, and you may be threatened with loss. But do not become discouraged. Cast your care upon God and remain calm and cheerful. Begin every day with earnest prayer, not omitting to offer praise and thanksgiving. Ask for wisdom to manage your affairs with discretion and thus prevent loss and disaster. Do all you can on your part to bring about favorable results. Jesus has promised divine aid, but not aside from human efforts. Review and Herald, February 3, 1885.